I'm Jill Bloom, group publisher of Roofing Contractor, Walls and Ceilings and Building Enclosure. And thank you so much for whether you're listening or watching. And I'm so excited to be here with Trent Cotney with Adams and Reese. Trent, thank you so much for joining me.
Hey, Jill, it's great to be here.
Yes, we are moving along, almost end of May here. So, you know, lots of things happening as always, but I wanted to stop for a minute and just talk about fraud in the industry. Art Eisner and I have been talking, and we've got a big article that we're going to be working on just covering fraud in the industry, because it covers so much. It's so much, everything from like what you and I were just talking about, from one guy just grabbing a bundle of shingles to do a repair to people that are in prison for many, many years. So I guess my question for you is, Trent, if I'm a contractor and I'm an owner of a company and I have a gut feeling that something just doesn't seem right, I guess, what do you do? But most importantly, how should I handle fraud if I find it?
Yeah, so fraud is out of control in the roofing industry. You know, we get calls every single day with some type of misappropriation, identity theft. It can be as simple as, you know, competitors using your logos or likenesses on trucks and out there for advertising. And all those things impact your ability to make money, but also impact your reputation. So understanding what to do when you have a situation that involves fraud is critical. One of the things I really recommend is make sure that you got an SOP in place that talks about who you should contact. Like, clearly, if you've got an issue that involves your banks, you want to make sure that you notify them. I always say that in order to be a roofing contractor, or, you know, anybody in the walls and ceilings industry, you've got to have a good accountant, a good lawyer, and a good insurance agent. And it's important to have all those on speed dial, because depending on the nature of the fraud, you may need to get one or all of them involved in order to help remedy it. The next thing that you want to do is always have two points of contact. You know, big believer in two-step authentication on any sensitive information, you know, not just credit cards and banks, but anything where people can get access to your CRM or to other stuff that could result in any kind of identity theft or potential cyber fraud, that kind of stuff. So just being mindful of the situation and sort of game playing the vulnerabilities in your systems, I think, is really important to help prevent that.
Yeah, very good advice. And, you know, something else, kind of switching gears a little bit. You and I were just talking about licensing. Sounds like there's been a lot. You've had some calls, a lot of calls recently on licensing. Can you tell everybody what do they need to know and what have you been hearing?
Sure. So most states in the United States require some form of licensure if you are a contractor. Okay. And in those states that require licensing, almost all of them have that license put on a certain individual that in turn qualifies your company. It allows you to do business. So we've had so many calls in the last 2 or 3 weeks. It's been really unusual. Everything from issues with licensing complaints that were filed by homeowners to misappropriation of license, you know, having a former employee use the license to pull permits or do jobs on the side, to, you know, just issues with people trying to transfer their license from one company to another. And that administrative side of the business is so incredibly important, because think about it, Jill, you know, if you need a license to do work or pull permits and you don't have one, then guess what happens? Your door's shut. So maintenance of that licensure, understanding what to do, having things like qualifier agreements between you and the license holder, all that stuff's incredibly important, because it'll protect you in the event something bad happens.
Yeah. So how many people at the company should actually have a license or the ability to be able to pull permits?
Usually it's just one license holder. You know, occasionally there's a secondary qualifier. And then what you can do in a lot of jurisdictions is give power of attorney to have other people pull permits under your license. But that's why it's such a critical point in your company. If you've only got one person that's got a license and that person goes down or leaves or moves to the competitor or whatever it might be, what are you going to do? You know, what's your backup plan? So understanding that is critical, because, you know, it's like everything in construction. It's not a problem until it's a problem, and then it's an enormous problem.
Sure. I mean, that was one thing that we talked about at Best of Success, a few years back, because there was a speaker who Her husband was tragically killed in a motorcycle accident, and he was the holder of the license. And it really, it was a big deal. They learned very quickly.
Yeah.
Who's going to pull permits?
Oh yeah.
So fabulous. Well, anything else that is on your mind? I got to ask you one more question. So I believe that you just gave a speaking presentation recently. You just, what was it, last week? No, a couple of days ago. What were you talking about and what were the questions?
So I spoke with Associated Builders and Contractors yesterday on OSHA defense tactics and met with their safety committee. We had all the safety professionals for a lot of the contractors and trades there. And it was a great opportunity because I kind of turned it into sort of a Q&A. I like answering questions a lot more than I do speaking. So it was a lot of really thoughtful questions about what to do and how to approach certain situations on job sites, especially where you've got multi-employer type issues, where you've got a prime contractor and multiple trades. How do you deal with your customer? All those types of things. We really got granular on it, and great presentation. I had a lot of great feedback. I'm still getting emails today that I got to answer, but it was really good. It was good seeing everybody.
Very nice. Well, I know that's always a great topic to talk about as well. Well, Trent, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. And if anybody has any questions for you, how do they touch base with you?
Sure. Email me at trent.cotney@arlaw.com, or you can go to adamsandreese.com.
Fabulous. And if anybody has any questions for us, it's roofingcontractor.com, wconline.com, or buildingenclosureonline.com. And while you're there, make sure you sign up for all our free content. But everyone stay safe and healthy, and we will talk to you next time.